you follow athletic.net like I do, and you do religiously. Boy, you've got a lot of kids up there. And the one thing is, it's a young bunch. A lot of freshmen and sophomore kids really stepping up this year, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we were looking into that incoming freshman class. They did a good job in eighth grade. So we were expecting some big things, and we started to see some of that produce on the track.
Gosh, a lot of names that we throw out. Of course, Scout Bell in the distance. She was good in junior high. She was good as a freshman, and she is not disappointed at all here as a sophomore, is she?
No, and you can tell she's just a more confident runner this year. I think winning state cross country gave her a lot of confidence, and you're seeing that come to fruition on the track too. So really liking where she's at. And then a couple other names, you know, Lily Fritton had a big jump last week in Broken Bow as a freshman, 5'4". That puts her number three all-time in Gothenburg history. So she's having a nice year. Kinley Foster in the pole vault got a top 10 performance at Broken Bow as well. So not just Scout, but we're seeing, like you said, a lot of freshmen and sophomores doing some good things for us.
Boy, Lily in the sprints, runs the quarter for you. She runs on a relay and high jump. I mean, she's taken after everything in her freshman year, isn't she?
Yeah, and she's really versatile. I think she can run anything from the one to the four, and you've seen that in her results, and a great high jumper, and a really nice addition to both our sprint relay and mile relay.
You've got all three relays, that 4x1, 4x4, 4x8, with some pretty good times early, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, as the season progresses, we'll figure out a lineup we like. But our relay coaches are still kind of experimenting on who's on it, what order those are going to be. So as the season progresses, I think you'll start to see more of a consistent group, and hopefully those times continue to get faster.
And you kind of touched on, I think, the vault a little bit too. Boy, you've got a couple of vaulters, never fails every year, and that provides some pretty good depth and some points there as well.
Yeah, and Coach Ambler, you know, just does such a good job and invests so much time in our vaulter. So, and you see that in the results. So both Kinley and LRA have cracked the top 10 at Gothenburg this year, so expecting bigger heights as we continue to move on. But those two have done a nice job, and they work really well together and battle each other in practice, and I think that helps being competitive during meets.
Couple of junior jumpers and long and the triple are producing some pretty good marks early.
Yeah, that we have a little trio of long and triple jumpers for the girls, and those marks I think will continuously improve. All three of them, Greer and Aubrey and Caitlin, they practice together. So once again, another competitive group that we look forward to seeing those marks improve as the season continues.
And can't forget about the seniors. It seems like your senior bunch this year is in the throes. That's where you're going to find your upperclassmen.
Yeah, and I'm primarily the shot put coach, so I get to see those seniors quite a bit. So Halsey Tamala, Ellie Wyatt, Olivia Streeter, really good leadership for us. And you're starting to see their marks improve too. Halsey Tamala, I think if anybody watched state basketball, realized just an incredible athlete across the board. She did really well in volleyball for us. So really took a jump. I think she's PRing almost 4 to 6 inches every meet. So if that continues, we will see big things from her.
Yep. That young lady really, boy, I mean, we saw her a couple of times with McCook playing them, of course, a couple of times, but she really took off toward the end of the season. The postseason was incredible for her.
Yeah. I mean, her state tournament was something, you know, I don't think very many of us have seen. I think she was close to setting the tournament record for most points scored in a state tournament. So Halsey's that type of athlete that when the competition is at its best, she is at her best. So hopefully we'll start seeing that as we get near the end of the season with conference districts and state.
Once again, a wide assortment of teams all the way up from the Panhandle all the way to Eastern Nebraska along that the interstate are going to be at your place on Thursday.
Yeah, 12, you know, really solid teams, and I think that makes for such a competitive meet. When you bring Scotts Bluff to Aurora, you know, you have a good group of teams who historically are really good at track and field, and I think that provides such a fun environment where we start our meet a little bit later. So the 4x4 and some of those later events are under the lights. I think it just creates a really cool environment for track and field.
Yeah, there's been times this meet has, you get all sorts of weather, and it's going to be it's down to 85, 80, 85 could be a little toasty for this one on Thursday, isn't it?
It will be a little toasty. So hopefully, the athletes that are coming are preparing for that. Hopefully, though, as the sun starts to set, that temperature gets a little more comfortable for the finals and the end of the meet.
I know the Bison are going to see in a couple of more meets, the Southwest Conference is going to be just solid. And I know we got to make that long trip to Alliance for the district, and I know that's still a couple of weeks away, but trying to stay healthy as much as you can stay healthy before that big meet and trying to get as many state qualifiers as possible.
Yeah, of course. And I think you hit the nail on the head, is trying to the best of our ability to keep everybody healthy. That's, I think every team is probably in the same boat of, how much do we push our athletes, knowing that the most important meets are still to come, but we got to, have some practice time, and we got to get them into these competitive situations early. So that's the fine line of managing that. And hopefully we'll do enough and as a coaching staff to put our athletes at the best possible situation at the end of the year.